Begat. Now, what does that word really mean?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is building a full-scale ark south of Cincinnati, Ohio.
In Genesis chapter 5 and 11, we read the word begat over and over again. What does this word mean, and is it even important anyway? You know, while some series of verses may sound like boring passages, they're actually very important. Look, let me explain. The reason the genealogies that have these begats are there is to show that all people are descendants of one man, Adam, and that the Son of God stepped into history to be our relative, to die for the descendants of Adam. By the way, the word begat means a direct father-son relationship. This then means that the secular dates for ancient civilizations like the Egyptians have to be wrong. It also means Noah's flood occurred only 4,500 years ago. This is just another reason why Christians should never trust the fallible words of man, but only the infallible word of God.
Our family magazine called Answers will give you plenty of reasons to trust God's infallible word, beginning with Genesis. For some fascinating reading, call and request a sample issue of Answers magazine for your donation of any amount. Toll free, it's 1-888-89-ANSWERS. That's 888-89-ANSWERS. Or get the sample magazine through our website of answersoffer.org. answersoffer.org.